Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb, the Monday edition all weekend to find some great stories. What is the good of the day?
The good of the day is that Coach Primetime can actually coach.
Coach Primetime can coach. Yeah, yeah. That is a good.
He is now 2-0.
This is spring football at Jackson State.
Yep, because they did not do fall.
That's right.
And he has them at 2-0, and they just completed an upset of Grambling State.
Yeah, I heard. I saw that. I was very impressed.
And, but there's only one thing that confuses me about this are some of the numbers that came back.
Okay.
Okay, because first of all, Grambling State and Jackson State are rivals.
Right.
I don't know if you knew that, but this is the first time.
They play in the SWAC.
Yeah, but this is the first time Jackson State has beaten them since November 3rd, 2002.
Okay, so almost 20 years.
Yeah, but it's a 5-game losing streak.
Oh, so they don't play very often?
I guess not.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then
I thought everybody in the SWAC played. It's not a huge conference. Yeah, I thought everybody played against each other.
I thought so, too. And then the other thing that is kind of mind-blowing to me, or I'm trying to figure out, is that this snaps a 16-game home win streak for Grambling. Their last loss came September 12, 2015.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, they don't usually play a ton of games. I thought they played more.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out the numbers. I mean, I would figure there's maybe at least like, what, 5 games a year you're playing at home, or 4 games a year you're playing at home?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's not a huge, like, it's not a huge.
Yeah. But does that make sense to have a 16-game win? By the way, not 2002, 2012.
2012. Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
So that one makes a little bit more sense that maybe you haven't won, you haven't beaten them since 2012.
Yeah. It's, again, they don't play like 13 games like other schools do. But
it just seems like too little.
Yeah.
16 games since 2015. We're talking 6 years.
Well, good for Jackson State then.
This is
good.
Primetime is actually knowing what he's doing. I didn't know if this was going to work out, to be honest with you.
Me either. I was kind of nervous about it. He's such a good personality on TV, but I didn't think it would actually lay out to coaching.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. He's a good personality, but is he a good analyst?
I
have no doubt he understands the game backwards and forwards. You have to.
He's more of a personality. I think he says some things that are right on, but he's like anybody else. He's very personality driven. That's his appeal.
So, I mean, either he's a really good head coach or he really knows how to put together a crack staff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Good for Dion.
Yeah. And just probably more to come. I'm thinking now, you know, because his first win had a weird situation afterwards. I don't think anything happened to him after this win.
No.
I don't think anything got stolen of his.
He's very enthusiastic on the sidelines. There's like video of him running with a player and all that. So he's done some
good
work.
He's probably a really fun coach.
Oh, I can only imagine. He must be a blast.
I mean, and he's probably one that gets out there. Like, you get a lot of coaches. Like, you'll never see Andy Reid, like, get out there and, like, yeah, let me show you how it's done.
Right.
But I can
exactly.
see Dion being out there, like, no, this is how you cover a guy. Watch what I do.
Yeah.
You know, run the play. And he's, you know, he's doing all the things he does.
All right. What's the bad of the day?
Probably the worst beat ever on The Price is Right.
I saw this, and I'm so glad you brought this up. Let's talk about this.
Well,
this is so true. It made me want to change the rules of Price is Right that have been in place forever.
Well, let's, you know, for the viewing audience, because, you know, we have a lot of viewers listening, let's play the sound clip first so everyone can be on the same page as us.
All right.
$27,349 was your bid. Actual price, $33,432. Difference of $6,000. $83. Jennifer, you had a video camera, a home theater, and a Nissan Versa. You bid $23,294. Actual price, $23,291. You are over by $3.
This is Jennifer, devastating.
You know what? Robert, congratulations. Don't overget your problem. Jennifer, I mean, ice cream, whatever kind of comfort food. $3.
I knew I shouldn't
have said $2.94. That was...
Drew Carey, buy that woman a car.
Yeah. I mean,
somebody from Price is Right, give her a gift package that is worth $29,000.
If you haven't seen the video, do yourself a watch the video, because Drew Carey is reading this perfectly. Because this, I mean, you look down, you look up, you look down again, and you're like, oh, I got to say this to her. and then, I mean, just what else you can say? Buy yourself some ice cream. I don't know. Go get some good comfort food. I don't know what it is. I don't know how you can soil yourself.
For whatever reason, that has always been the rule on that game show. You cannot go over the price. So that's the rules. But my God, that guy was $6,000. Yeah. It's like he's never played the game before.
He was nowhere near it.
$6,000. You might as well just randomly pick numbers off the top of your head than actually try to calculate the cost of these things. It's like, hey, this is the Green Egg Grill. How much is that? I don't know, $15,000? I don't know.
Yeah.
Why is he even playing the game?
And she goes,
this woman was $3 off. I kid you not. You could work in the business of merchandise and not get $3 close to the price. You could be an expert in every manufacturing retail price of every item ever made in the history of mankind and not hit the price of that by $3. That woman is single-handedly the greatest contestant ever, because the guy that nailed the Showcase Showdown on the dot is accused of cheating.
Yep.
She is the greatest Showcase Showdown player in the history of the game, and they're going to give her nothing? He suggests ice cream as comfort food?
But I love how he's like, you know, he wants to console her, and he goes, oh, by the way, I think his name is Kevin. Kevin, you win. You won. Yeah, you're the winner.
Go play with the models over there with your new trailer or whatever it is you are.
Let's go back to you. I'm feeling really horrible. Is there anything I can do for you? You know,
Bob Barker would have stopped the music. He would have said, stop the music, stop the music.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I'm out of my own personal wealth, I'm going to get you this Showcase.
Somehow, some way.
I've been doing this for 40 plus years, and no one has hit it even close, and you nailed it by $3 going over. Make sure all of the items here are yours.
But I think you're right. I mean, if you're over, you're over. I get that.
I get
that. But if you're over, say, within $100, maybe we're a little more lenient. I don't
know. Goodness gracious.
Definitely $3. I mean,
do you realize that if you get it within $100, you win both Showcases?
I think they upped it to a 150. But
did they?
I think so.
Well, it doesn't matter to her. She nailed it within $3.
Over.
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 Oh, goodness gracious. That must have killed her.
You even hear her as it fades out. Like, she's like, I knew I shouldn't have said 94. You know, it's like, what were you going to, I mean, just, I guess, stick to whole numbers, stick to 90. I don't know. I don't know how you would justify that.
Meanwhile, the other contestant, who's probably never been in a store in his entire life based on his terrible bidding, is walking away with prizes, filling out all the forms. Like, where would you like your whatever sent to? Oh, yeah, okay, and I get this too, and that, you get all of it.
And the thing is, I mean, you know, probably there was a car involved, because this Showcase was 30,000. Sure. He bid 23, so he's probably going off of 1980s prices. Like, there's no way a car can be more than 20,000.
Exactly.
No way.
How much is this Rice-A-Roni? 15 cents? Oh, we'll take it. Why not? Why not? Sure.
I know. It makes me want to watch the entire Price is Right just to see how they did during the regular games.
Exactly.
But yeah, $3
$3
over.
So glad you brought that up. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is probably one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, or actually dumbest things I've ever heard.
All right.
Donnie Marshall. He's a color analyst for college basketball, and he was calling. It was a national televised game between, I think it was, Iowa and Wisconsin.
Yeah, okay. That was this weekend.
Yep. And, I guess the referees were going to the television a little bit too much to review plays.
Right.
And he had this to say about it.
I can see they got a little tangled up there.
Adam,
sure.
How many times are we going to this monitor, man?
Yeah, it's four or five times today, yeah.
Let's go to the monitor. It's like watching a movie with my wife. It's like, pause. She keeps talking. Okay, pause. What now? Pause. What now? We don't need to keep going here. Let's just get through this.
Yeah, DJ and Bo are both...
Let me just make something clear. I would not make it alive out of that broadcast if I said that watching a movie with my wife was annoying. She would find her way to that broadcast booth, and they would be finishing the game without me.
You don't go home.
No.
You don't go home. You can't. There's no humanly possible way this guy drove home. I mean, if he did, he took like the Sylvester Stallone driving through the empty streets of Philadelphia route home.
He just driving around. Really playing with fire with that one. Because if I'm his wife now, every time I watch a movie, I pause it every 2 seconds.
Huh? Oh, you know God.
What? You know what? You don't like this? You don't like me doing this? You don't like, me talking? What? Oh, yeah, you want to get going with this movie? We're going to do this all night, honey. All night. Click, click. Oh, look, some action. Nope. I'm going to pause that. Let me break that down for you. Oh, Spider-Man's getting his butt kicked by the Green Goblin. Let's see what happens. Oh, let's not see what happens. Let's talk some more.
Yeah. It also, she's already watched the movie.
She's
like, right. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis is a ghost.
She's going to play.
First 5 minutes into the movie.
He's dead man walking. It's unbelievable.
I mean.
Like, if I was the play-by-play announcer, I'd be looking over going, I'd literally be mouthing, what are you doing?
I would have scooted my chair over.
What are you doing?
I would have said, I would have told the producers, pan the camera on me because I want to hold up a sign to my wife saying, I do not agree with him at all.
I don't agree with this at all, honey. Maybe. That you could talk all, just hearing your beautiful, sweet voice while I'm trying to watch a movie I've been dying to see for the last couple months is good enough for me. Love is blind. It's also a little deaf sometimes. I don't care. Yeah. Keep talking, honey.
Maybe I'm holding up a sign that's saying I'm sitting next to stupid with a big arrow pointing right next to him.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Yeah.
There's no way. I have no affiliation with Mr. I don't even remember his name now. Is it Danny Montgomery? I don't know his name. He's new.
That is hilarious. Unbelievable. Some people, unreal. Unreal. Yeah. Open mic, people. Open mic. We don't need you to say everything that's on your mind.
This is an open mic. He knew what he was saying.
That's true. He did dive into the swimming pool on the deep end knowing what was happening.
He thought maybe he's like, you know what? If I say this, maybe I'll get a laugh. It's funny.
That's right.
The wife will laugh it off. And meanwhile, she's showing up at the next PTA meeting. It's like, oh, watch any good movies with your husband lately?
That's right.
It. That's all she needs.
That's all she needs.
And you're not even sleeping on the couch.
Nope, that's enough. You're sleeping in the garden. Steve Wiseman's going to join us later on this hour. We'll talk ACC tournament that's getting underway Tuesday at Greensboro, North Carolina. But coming up next, the winner of the Las Vegas NASCAR race on Sunday was somebody who thought he would never race again. We'll tell you why when we continue with Wake Up Call.